second it, it's open for discussion, and then you can do your presentation on those areas.
Perfect.
So any member of the advisory board that wishes to present the motion may do so now.
Wait a minute, can you repeat that, Alan?
Sure. I'm looking for a motion to adopt the recommendations of the state plan work group.
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Yeah.
Is that Eileen seconded it? No, that's not Eileen. Beth? Beth seconded.
Beth seconded.
All right, Steve moves, Beth second. And now it's up for discussion. So Mary, I will ask you to do your presentation on the work group's recommendation.
Perfect. Okay, so we met a few times and we came up with some changes. I'm not going to read every one of the changes because it's a fairly long document unless you would like me to, but I will highlight what the changes are. The goals are broken into three different sections. Goal A is to engage employers. The goal A is established as to engage employers to increase opportunities for eligible individuals of VR. These goals were updated to become more digital, especially since COVID. As I said before, like we updated, you know, the objectives to include more documents on, you know, providing things electronically and digitally. So so they're varied. A lot of what a lot of what we discussed, we kept some things. Just to give an example, BESBE staff will reach out to employers and partner agencies to collaborate and educate them on BESBE services. That was a big focus for us, to be able to go out and do outreach to employers in different ways that we have done them in the past, is to make sure that we are providing QR codes, that we're providing, links, more electronic way to engage employers, especially now during COVID. So this had a marketing material, how to use Connecticut Hires and other electronic devices to participate in job fairs, whether virtually or in person. The role is to really have the counselors kind of coordinate and organize that. So that's goal A. Goal B is to provide coordinated services to students with disabilities to prepare for careers of post-secondary education after exit from high school. This is our pre-employment transition goal. So this section has to do with engaging individuals who are age 14 and up to engage in voc rehab services, pre-employment transition services. So we updated those goals also, very similarly, to be more innovative, to be able to provide virtual options. Since we created the original goal, there's a lot of national programs that have gone virtual, which has been a great opportunity for a lot of our students because they now can participate in a whole host of additional trainings, and they do, than they have in the past. So we just took all of that into consideration and kind of reworded some of the goals. Goal C is use innovation and expansion authority to increase access to career information, adaptive technology, self-advocacy, employer awareness on the employment potential of individuals served by BESBE. This is our goal that allows the department to spend money outside of individual client cost. So an example of this goal, which most of them stayed the same, is to fund Newsline, which is as most of electronic access to different resources that can help with employment. So that goal allows us to pay for Newsline, to buy technology, to put in our technology lab, to use for training purposes. What we do with that technology is we have like a variety of video magnifier. There's a lot of different options, when it comes to video magnifiers that we buy multiple ones, and then we bring them out to individuals to say, try out. This is a better device than this is, so that's, that was another one of the goals. So most of this, like I said, had stayed the same. Not much had changed with this because we're pretty much continuing what we did in the past. We worded some of it a little bit differently. The one addition to this one that's different is to hire a marketing company or somebody to actually provide marketing materials for us. You know, this is in collaboration with our technologists to make sure that it's accessible for individuals, because the goal is to do a lot more outreach to individuals to come into the program, to know what Voc Rehab's about, in addition to helping them find employment. So that's an addition that we didn't have before. In the past, we have tried to use our own resources, and it's not, that doesn't come out as great as if we are to hire somebody else. So we felt that that was a good goal, to get more innovative and get more out there than we have in the past. That may include print documents for going to job fairs and different in-person events when they come aboard the next couple of years. We look to make sure that that's accessible as much as it can be, as far as large print and different things, having a print copy. So that's the goals in a nutshell. Like I said, it's a fairly long document. You all got a copy of it. It's based on the objective, strategy, and measure. And that's it. I don't know if anybody has any questions. I know that was like a quick...
Mary, is that right?
Hi, Beth.
Hi. At the end of the document, a couple pages, there's some questions and statements, and then it just says yes, no all the time. But it doesn't tell me whether you said yes or no to these statements.
This is a document which one are you looking at?
The 54-page document at the end of the document.
Oh, yeah, that's in the original. This is, I'm talking about just the goals right now, but that actually is a checklist at the end of the state plan. Is provided from RSA to make sure that all the sections are actually complete.
Mary, who completes that? Is that the overall state plan, or is that pertain to our section?
Pertains to our section. It's just a checklist to make sure that every section is complete.
Would we do that check off?
Yes. And it's already, again, that's already been done, because the state plan's already been done. You know what I mean? So that's already been submitted. That didn't need an update because we didn't take anything out, basically.
This is Eileen. I did not read the 54 pages, I have to confess. But going over the goals, and I got something this morning that makes me even more concerned. The goals that were established or that were suggested with the revision, yes, they have to do with training, and that's commendable. But there's nothing that deals with acquisition and maintenance of jobs once people are employed. And I got this, just happened. Oh, wait a minute, my computer just went off. About the area of acquisition and maintenance of jobs and I'm trying to find, I can't find it quickly, but let's see, wait a minute, maybe I have, I'm sorry. This is a thing I received. This was a survey conducted by the American Foundation for the Blind. Blind people stagnating at work due to inaccessible technology. And I'm going to quote just for a second. The areas being surveyed and under discussion comprise the use of technology in hiring and onboarding, day-to-day productivity and training, and interactions with IT staff and managers, including requests for technology-related workplace accommodation. So in other words, it seems to me that we're talking about training but not really being accountable for acquisition and maintenance of employment.
Right. Well,
thanks, Eileen. And if you could, excuse me, send that information, that would be great. One of the things that we're doing is we're compiling all of these comments, so we appreciate that, you know, additional information. And what will happen is we will compile it for the purpose of updating that part of the plan to say that we got feedback, and this is going to inform our continued work with you as we move forward. So we can certainly include that in this revision, so that we have that information for our future work on these goals.
You'll get it.
Thank you.
You know, just to clarify,
this doesn't absolve the Volk Rehab Division from its responsibility with regard to job retention. If somebody, for example, is losing their sight and they need to maintain their job, they can still go to Volk Rehab and, in consultation with Volk Rehab and the employer, see what needs to be done to ensure that they are able to retain their jobs. Doesn't have anything to do with, you know, it's not to say that...
We lost you a little, Al.
I'm sorry. This is not to say that Volk Rehab is absolved of any responsibility.
Not at all, exactly.
As with regard to job retention.
And again, just to clarify that this is only one section of the state plan. You know, and again, this is like we met and we develop these goals over a long period of time. So at this point, we don't, like, we're not going to have a lot of opportunity to rewrite goals at this point. That process is done. You know, like, we included both work groups, and that information went back to the SRC, went back to the advisory board. And our last meeting, we agreed on the goals. I think it would be very difficult to try to redo those at this point, you know.
And
in
that's,
our,
right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, well, Mary, that's not
change. Yeah.
And that's not the purpose. It's to update and it's to take this input. And Al, I think you make a great point. No, this doesn't change the work that we are already doing. And if anything, we hope that it informs so that we can deepen the work and improve the work. Yeah, and then 2 years from now, when we're redoing the whole plan and we're really diving in for new goals for that future look forward, our impression is this just continues to build. So Eileen, yes, we would take, that's the purpose of today, is to take these comments, fold them in, and then use this conversation at our future meetings, developing of work groups, et cetera, to continue the work.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to have the clock here right now, and I want to leave at least some time for the State Rehab Council to have a portion of the meeting. So are there any other comments from the advisory board?
I see Steve's hand.
Hi, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a couple points. In terms of the careers, we know that some of the jobs will be working from home, and I'm very concerned to make sure that the items that people may need in order to work from home, and I didn't know if there's room in there to put that in so that, because this is a great opportunity to get some of our folks employed, so they can work from home, you know, they don't have to worry about transportation and some other items. So that's one thing I'd like to see somewhere in the plan. The second thing is, because there's been a lot of news about fires and buildings and so on, I think we should put in something about emergency preparedness and response as far as giving resources our clients so that they're smarter when they go into jobs and they have a better appreciation of how to handle the emergencies. Eileen and I presented to the Connecticut AER group back in November, and it was well received by the teachers and paraprofessionals, so that's why I think that item should be in there. And the final thing, I know Eileen and I talked about it, was having specific services to make sure that are highlighted, like O&M instruction, low vision, and other things that the clients may need. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. We'll definitely put that into the compiled remarks. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve. Any other comments? Hearing none, we have a motion before us. Hopefully, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Was that an opposition or a late aye to the acceptance?
No, I think that was a late aye.
All right, just want to be sure.
Okay, does anybody wish to have a roll call vote? Or are we satisfied that this constitutes a majority vote in favor? Okay, without objection, we have a vote in favor of the motion. And with that, I would like to call a recess for the advisory board portion of the meeting. And now, without objection, we will switch over to the state rehab council portion of the meeting.
And Al, Mary and I'll duck out, so I think, so that you can have your meetings?
No, you're gonna stick around. Now, this, instead of the advisory board having the floor, now the state rehab council has the floor, so Dawn, I believe the ball is in your court now.
Thank you. And just a quick, I'm watching the time as well. I have a noon meeting. If I could just take a minute to thank everyone for your input, for your questions. And I really appreciate your patience as we kind of get a handle on this. So thank you. And if I duck out at noon, I look forward to continued conversation.
Cheryl?
Yep.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Excuse me, Cheryl. This is Deb Reed from the SRC. I just wondered, before you leave, if it would be acceptable to ask the question that a lot of us are wondering. Will, after your interim leadership at BETSI, will there be a position filled for a permanent director?
Yes. Yes, I believe so. Commissioner and I just actually met yesterday and had that conversation. And we're putting that information together. So yes, I do believe that this will be permanent fill. The other thing, quickly, and I know this is not the focus and I know we're running out of time, we are having some internal, I did a SWOT, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, looking for input on, improvements, and kind of what does success look like for BESBE. And I just want these groups to know that I am, putting those questions into a survey type document, because we definitely want the input of these groups and others, frankly. So I just wanted you to know this is not be all end all. I'm kind of on a fact finding mission, and that the continued conversation that we'll be seeking your input. So really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Nice to meet you, Cheryl. Thank you. So I gather from what we're saying here, this is the SRC portion of the meeting where we're taking an informal vote to accept the state plan goals. Do I have a motion?
Yes, this is Deb Reed. I'd like to make a motion to accept the modification to the vote rehab section of the state plan.
Do we have a second?
I'll second. Give me a moment.
All in favor to say aye?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay? Any abstained? Okay, the motion passes.
Actually, I know it's an informal vote, but do we
have a quorum even?
Do we have any do we have any discussion on this? Does anybody have any comments? I'm sorry. I wasn't prepared. I didn't know I was going to be speaking at all.
I don't think for the SRC there's a quorum. I think for the advisory board there is.
Okay.
I just want to point out that since we're not transacting official business, this is a discussion. A discussion does not require a quorum. This is an informal vote.
Okay.
So it is, everything is on the up and up, and it is as it should be.
Okay, so what is next?
We're done.
Okay.
I think that's it.
If the State Rehab Council has no further discussion, then you can call for the State Rehab Council to adjourn. And then once you do that, since the advisory board is in recess, the advisory board will reconvene, and then we will also call for a motion to adjourn. So if there's a member of the State Rehab Council who'd like to move adjournment of the State Rehab Council, then we can proceed.
Yeah, this is Scott from Chris. I'll make that motion, yes.
Need a second.
This is Lucretia Jones. I will second the motion.
Since it's a motion to adjourn, it goes straight to a vote. There is no discussion for motion to adjourn. You can either hold the vote, or the chair can declare that the meeting is adjourned without objection.
Okay, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Okay, thanks, Dawn. So now it goes back to us here at the advisory board. Is there a member of the advisory board who wishes to move adjournment?
This is Eileen Akers. I move that the meeting be adjourned.
Is there a second?
Second, Stephen Farrell.
Okay, without objection, the chair declares the meeting to be adjourned. Hearing no objection, we are adjourned. Did I hear the question?
Yes, it's Seth Rizal, Al. Who's going to look into the legalities with Andrew Norton?
I am.
With regard to an email vote? Okay, Cheryl.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Al.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Bye, everybody.